All right, so let's preview this game. This game against the Green Bay Packers. The Packers coming in this game 7-3. As I stated earlier, they have had seven games come down to the final possession, and they are 6-1 in those games. Jordan Love has played injured most of the season. He looked like his injury wasn't necessarily affecting him as much last game, so it looks like he's getting healthier. Josh Jacobs is third in the NFL in rushing. It's a team that is going to pose some problems for this 49ers team. But again, it does not mean that the 49ers don't have any chance in this game. They absolutely do. The question is Nick Bosa going to play? As of today, Thursday, November 21st, it is 4 p.m. Pacific time. Bosa has yet to practice. The question is, will Trent Williams play? Trent Williams has yet to practice. We've also seen in the past that both of those players have gone a week of no practice and still played on Sunday. And so I believe both of them will be a game time decision. The bigger concern is that today at practice, Brock Purdy left early after an assistant trainer was looking at his shoulder. Purdy popped up on the injury report after that Seattle game with a right shoulder injury. No specifics. He didn't throw Monday. I'm sorry. He didn't throw Tuesday. He didn't throw Wednesday. He didn't really throw today. That's a giant concern. If Brock Purdy cannot go against the Packers, I mean, I don't feel like there's a whole lot to talk about. I don't know that Josh Dobbs or Kyle Allen could lead this offense, even with Christian McCaffrey, even with George Kittle, even with Deebo Samuel, Juwan Jennings. So obviously those are things to look at. But in order to preview the game, we're going to assume Brock Purdy's going to play. We're going to assume, or we've been told George Kittle will play. Christian McCaffrey, I believe, will also play. Here's what I want to see from the 49ers offense against this Packers defense. Kyle Shanahan has got to get Jordan Mason and Isaac Garrido more involved. He cannot continue to let Christian McCaffrey carry this running attack. He's not 100% yet. He's just not. He's getting there. And you can see in a handful of plays, you can see some of that burst that he's starting to get back, but he's not there yet. Right? With 3 minutes remaining in the game, as the 49ers are trying to ice the game before they end up losing against the Seahawks, Christian McCaffrey had two carries. The first one went for 1 yard. The second one went for minus 1 yard. On the previous drive, which was a touchdown drive for the 49ers, he carried the ball 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 times on that drive. Those carries went for 3, 1, 7, 1, 8, 1, and 5 yards. So in the final two drives, Christian McCaffrey had 6 carries go for 3 or fewer yards. That's not going to cut it. Keep him involved, but involve him more in the passing game. Get Jordan Mason in there. Get Isaac Garrido in there. Let the younger guys, especially Jordan Mason, carry the bulk of that load, especially late in the game, because the advantage that Mason has is that very few people want to tackle that guy. He runs hard. People make business decisions when he's coming at them, especially late in the game. So that's one key for me. Jordan Mason and Isaac Garrido have to touch the ball in the running game more than they have. I would like to see Jordan Mason get 5 to 7 carries, and I would like to see Isaac Garrido get 1 to 3 carries, right? That means that Christian McCaffrey is looking at, you know, 15 to 17 carries. I think that's plenty, especially if you involve him in the passing game, right? Stop game planning like Christian McCaffrey is 100%. I also would love to see Kyle Shanahan start to move away from some Deebo Samuel heavy game plans, because we know that they're ineffective now. many defenses are starting to just play man-to-man defense, especially in the second half against this 49ers offense, knowing that their receivers are having trouble separating against man coverage. Deebo Samuel being the biggest culprit of it. So if you go in with a Deebo heavy game plan and they switch to man, you are really handcuffing yourself. And I would love to see no more of those sweeps in the backfield. If you put Deebo Samuel in the backfield, teams know you're giving it to him. Like, that's the other thing. You're not even disguising it, right? It's not like he's in the backfield 5 to 10 times a game and he's carrying it half the time and going out on routes the other half, right? It's not even unpredictable. So if we're not going to be unpredictable, then we got to know that it's ineffective. So I'd like to see less of that as well. I'd love to see some more screens with Christian McCaffrey, with Isaac Garrido, with Deebo Samuel, with possibly Jacob Cowing, although Cowing was on a side field today, which means he's probably still in the concussion protocol. And then I would love to see Brock Purdy rip it down the field more. I think he's been hesitant, but I think there are plays there to be had. And I think if Shanahan can convince him to let it rip again, I think that this 49ers team can score on this Packers defense. The Packers defense has been playing well, but this is a talented 49ers offense. On the flip side, this Packers offense scares me a bit against this 49ers defense, especially not knowing whether Nick Bosa is going to play or not. Josh Jacobs is third in the NFL in rushing. I think this Packers team is going to come into this game saying, we are going to run the ball down your throats, which means that Jordan Elliott and Evan Anderson and Malik Collins and Khalil Davis and everybody on the interior has got to be ready to bring their lunchbox and put in work, because this team is going to try and run it a lot, and they have got to be prepared for that. I think Evan Anderson will possibly play a big role in run defense, but I'm really concerned if Nick Bosa doesn't play that the 49ers don't really have the edge defenders to really defend the run. Nick Bosa is one of the better run defenders at the defensive end position in the NFL. It's one of the underrated aspects of his game. Everybody focuses on the pressures and the sacks, but he's a really good run defender. He gets beat sometimes and he's missed some tackles this season, but he's good. So if he's not going to be out there, you're relying on the likes of Yetur Gross-Matos, Leonard Floyd, who doesn't really defend the run very much, Sam Okwuonu. There's just not a lot behind Nick Bosa. So if Bosa doesn't play, it's going to be tough for this defense to do much stopping of this Packers offense. So it's really hard to even think about, you know, what to expect from this.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Game. Charvarius Ward has been back at practice, so it seems like he will be ready to play after being on extended bereavement. Again, condolences to the Ward family. Thoughts to Charvarius and his wife. I can't imagine having to deal with that and then go back to work, let alone go play, you know, a game. It seems like he will be active, which means that the 49ers secondary will be whole again. The Packers passing offense hasn't been great this year. Jordan Love hasn't been great. I think you're going to see at least one interception of Jordan Love, possibly more. We'll see. But it's hard to, like I said, it's hard to really even predict this game, not knowing whether Trent Williams or Nick Bosa will play. Those two players really affect the outcome of this game significantly. And so it's something to monitor. But I will say this. I'll go into it saying Bosa will play, Williams will play, Kittle will play. Don't know about Cowing, right? But for the most part, the offense is going to be whole. We'll say the defense is going to be whole. And so I think that this game, neither team is going to blow the other team out, right? Again, this Packers team has played 7 games that have come down to the final possession, which is 70% of the games they played so far. The 49ers have played 4 games that came down to the final possession or final 2 possessions. This game is going to be close. It's going to be close the whole time. It's going to be stressful. Like I said, I do believe that the 49ers have the talent. I think they are a more talented team than the Packers. The Packers are a young team with ascending talent, but the 49ers are a veteran-laden team with a lot of top-heavy talent. And I have to think, after that Seattle game, you got to hope that that was rock bottom, right? You got to hope that as a team, as a coaching staff, this week was a lot of, we cannot let this happen again. This is on us. You know, that team believes in itself. Everybody in that locker room believes that they have what they need in the locker room, not only to be successful, but to win a Super Bowl. They genuinely believe that. And so my hope is that that genuine belief turns into product on the field this Sunday. And so, like I said, they have the ability to go on a run. They have a tough, tough schedule coming up. They're 5-5 now. They have to look at 10-7 as the goal to win the division. Whether or not that wins the division, no idea. I have no idea what to expect from the Cardinals, who are 6-4 right now. But if you're going 10-7, that means that in your remaining 7 games, you're going 5-2 against teams like the Packers, the Bills, the Dolphins, the Bears, the Cardinals, the Rams. I'm missing one. Can't remember who else. But you look at Green Bay, Buffalo, and the Lions. Those are the 3 best teams you have remaining on your schedule. You got to beat one of those teams. You have to. You have to beat one of those teams. And to me, this is the weekend. This is the team to beat. And I think if you beat this team, then you even have more momentum going into a difficult game against the Bills. And also, if you beat this team, it may even help you by helping the Lions, right? Because, again, the Packers are nipping at the Lions' heels for the NFC North crown. If the 49ers can hang an L on them, that puts the Lions in a better position. So again, when the Lions come in week 17, maybe they're not playing for anything. That's helpful to you, right? But regardless of what happens in the future or anything, this is a week-to-week league. This team has to be focused, and it starts this Sunday at Lambeau. And so my prediction for this game is that the 49ers dig deep and they find a way to pull it out, and the 49ers win this game 24-20.